in A Turnit's Fourfold State by Thomas Boston, The Corruption of Man's Affections. The natural man's affections are wretchedly misplaced. He is a spiritual monster. His heart is where his feet should be, fixed on the earth. His heels are lifted up against heaven, which his heart should be set on. His face is towards hell, his back towards heaven. And therefore God calls him to turn. He loves what he should hate and hates what he should love. He joys in what he ought to mourn for and mourns for what he should rejoice in. He glories in his shame and is ashamed of his glory. He abhors what he should desire and desires what he should abhor. They hit the point indeed as Caiaphas did in another case, who cried out against the apostles as men that turned the world upside down. For that is the work which the gospel has to do in the world, where sin has put all things so out of order that heaven lies under and earth atop. If the unrenewed man's affections be set on lawful objects, then they are either excessive or defective. Lawful enjoyments of the world have sometimes too little, but mostly too much of them. Either they don't get their due, or if they do, it is measure pressed down and running over. Spiritual things have always too little of them. In a word, they are never right, only evil.